because I, like many of you, were very shocked when I got the notification that Kareem Hunt, former Kansas City Chief great Kareem Hunt, had been signed by an NFL team. Yeah, running back in the NFL, Kareem Hunt, after being released by the Chiefs, has now been signed with the Cleveland Browns. That's who picked up Kareem Hunt. And it's very shocking because, as many of you sports fans have seen, there is a video that has been floating around for a while now, about 2 months now. A video that shows Kareem Hunt shoving and kicking. Yeah, he kicks a female in this video, folks. Shoving and kicking a female acquaintance in, of all places, the city of the franchise that just gave him another opportunity. This incident happened in a Cleveland hotel last February. It's pretty, you know, as I stated, it's pretty unsettling to watch. You know, Kareem is mad about something, and, you know, he's sticking his finger in this young woman's face. You know, there's a few people trying to hold him back, and he goes into a hallway. Then he comes storming back and, like, you know, ends up, you know, running into a male and the female acquaintance. She goes tumbling to the ground. And then as they try and haul him away, he comes back and kicks her and she falls back down. It's just really, again, it's really unsettling. Using the word unsettling is saying it very kindly. Okay. And there's a message here that the NFL is sending. There really is. And what I want to do is I want to address this from the standpoint of many of you who have been saying, whoa. How in the world does Kareem Hunt still have a job in the National Football League? But when you look at a guy like Colin Kaepernick, who has been riddled in controversy for kneeling during the national anthem, how in the world has Cap been able to keep a job? Well, I'll explain. The message that the NFL is sending here is that violence against women is forgivable. While kneeling during the national anthem is not. And I want to add something at the end of that. That's only if your talent outweighs that said distraction. Quote unquote, distraction. It's intriguing on a lot of different levels. Let me explain what I mean. When it comes to Colin Kaepernick, you guys know how I feel about that whole situation. Is it wrong that Colin Kaepernick does not have a job in the National Football League right now? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I think that he is capable of playing in the National Football League. But here's the thing. If you look at the statistics of Colin's last season in the National Football League, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl year with the San Francisco 49ers. I'm talking about after that. His numbers steadily began to decline. In my opinion, when it comes to Cap, I think he's a backup quarterback in the NFL. He really is. I think that the scouting got better on him. Teams figured out how to slow him down. And he became just an average quarterback, and in my opinion, actually, those were backup numbers that you saw from Cap. You think if Cap was a Patrick Mahomes, if Cap had the talent of a Patrick Mahomes, do you think, even with him kneeling during the national anthem, do you think that he would not have a job in the National Football League? No. I mean, come on now. He would still be employed because he's that talented. Does your talent outweigh the said distraction? I've always felt that way when it comes to Cap. All right? I want to elaborate when it comes to Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt is one of the most dynamic players in the National Football League. He's unreal. He is a bona fide Pro Bowler. And regardless of what we saw, this gross, again, unsettling video that clearly shows Kareem Hunt shoving and kicking a female acquaintance. Even with that video out there, there are some teams out there who are desperate for a W, who are desperate for a win. One of those very desperate teams resides in Cleveland. The Cleveland Browns, they're the epitome. They're probably the only franchise that you can bring up to Detroit Lions fans where Lions fans are like, well, yeah, they may be worse than us. They're like the only team, really. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game since 1994. They have not been to the playoffs since 02. It's a really bad franchise. That is on the uptick. And they're willing to do whatever to win, even if that means signing a dude like Kareem Hunt. And NFL, the NFL is totally, among many, many things, they've totally dropped the ball when it comes to this situation. Because I looked at this and reflected and said, at the very least, the league could have asked its teams to wait a little while longer before reaching out to Kareem Hunt. I mean, 2 months ago? This is a video that surfaced barely 2 months ago. And now you have an NFL franchise saying, yep, we want him. And the Browns, you know how they're spinning this. They're sticking to the playbook. There's a playbook on how you deal with situations like this. Need I remind you my favorite team and the Dallas Cowboys and how Jerry Jones decided to sign Greg Hardy, who was found to have thrown a young lady on a futon filled with automatic weapons. Jerry Jones played the same playbook that the Cleveland Browns management is now playing when it comes to Kareem Hunt. So, the team's general manager, John Dorsey, who drafted Hunt while serving as Kansas City Chiefs GM, he explained his reasoning for signing Hunt this way. Quote, there are two important factors. One is that Kareem took full responsibility for his egregious actions and showed true remorse. And secondly, just as importantly, he is undergoing and is committed to necessary professional treatment and a plan that has been clearly laid out. Read past that jargon. Yeah, Kareem may have been caught doing this, shoving a female. We're willing to forgive that, quote unquote, forgive that. Look past it. Look past it. He's a new man. He's turned a new page in his life. And he can win a lot of football games for us. It's baffling, isn't it? It truly is. Now, the investigation, I don't know how this is still going on. The investigation is still taking place by the National Football League. So Kareem Hunt has not been handed down a suspension. I don't know how when this investigation, whenever it's completed, you can look and say, oh, he's fine. And he won't be suspended to start the 2019 year. He'll be suspended. Kareem Hunt will get, I believe they bumped it up to, because what started this whole thing with the NFL being forced to do something and forced to punish its players due to situations like this, violence against a member of the opposite sex, is when Ray Rice was not a, you know, when the story first came out, the NFL didn't do anything. It had to be shown on video when the video, the elevator scene of, I believe, his now wife was caught on camera. Ray Rice caught on camera abusing his now wife, dragging her out of an elevator. Having that visual, the NFL knew it had to do something. At the end of the day, again, you're looking for a message here, because I think, again, I just laid out how I feel about the whole Colin Kaepernick situation. You guys know we've been talking about that in exhaustion for many, with the past like 2 years here on Current Sports. Those are two different situations in my view. I just don't understand how any team, how any GM, how any coach can sign a man who has been caught on camera doing this. I am a firm believer in second chances. I am. I really am. But only if there's been a fair amount of time that's passed, if that individual has really come out and gone through proper protocol to get healthier. That hasn't happened yet, folks. Barely 2 months ago is when we saw this video surface. The message, violence against women is forgivable, folks, if your talent outweighs that distraction. Because if Kareem Hunt was not Kareem Hunt, no team is signing him after watching that video. Come on.